This video is brought to you by Holocasa. Our tool transforms independent local real estate agents to global real estate agents. Create your own profile for free and get contacted by international investors. Sign up with the link in the description. Hello and welcome everyone to our 117th session of Holocasa. My name is Michael and today I'm talking to Joan Cheng from Lisbon in Portugal. Joan is originally Chinese from the city of Kunming in the province of Yunnan in China. I hope I pronounced that correctly. She studied at Beijing Normal University, lived in Shanghai, moved to Europe along her master's degree at Nova University Lisbon, where now she has been living for over 10 years or almost 10 years in Lisbon and also in Portugal. Joan speaks fluently Mandarin, English, Portuguese, and is an expert in the Golden Visa Investment Program in Portugal. Along her current position at Solstich Investment Management. I hope I also pronounced that correctly. Yeah. Joan, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. You're actually the first person from China, and you're also the first person from my alumni network from Nova University in Lisbon. So I'm super pumped to have you on the show. Please introduce yourself to our audience.
Oh, thank you so much for the kind introduction, Michael. That makes me feel special being the first Chinese guest on your show. Thank you for having me here. You actually summarized very well of my life story. I was born and raised in China and moved to Portugal in 2015. A lot of my friends would refer me as the vintage expat because back in the days, it's almost like 8 years ago, Portugal was not on the radar for a lot of people. So they call me the vintage expat. I've been here for quite a while. I finished my study in Portugal in the same school that you went to and have been working in the real estate sector ever since. More specifically, I help foreigners to relocate and immigrate to Portugal through investment under the Golden Visa structure.
Amazing. Thank you so much for this quick intro. You're a trailblazer regarding Portugal, and now everyone is flocking in, and you are the one saying, hey, you know what? I have been here earlier.
A trendsetter.
Exactly. I know everything. Let me know what you're looking for. Give us, before we move into the entire Portuguese topic, give us an overview. First of all, how was it for you to move from China to Europe?
Good question. It was actually not as hard as I expected. First of all, I already spoke the language before moving to Portugal. I studied Portuguese when I was in university. And moving to Portugal, there's no language barrier, but also I realized everybody here speaks fluent English. So you will not have an issue communicating with local Portuguese most of the time on the street. So from that part, I thought it's very easy. In terms of, you know, if there's any cultural shock, cultural difference, I felt my move was quite smooth and people are super friendly here. They're helpful. And I do find, you know, big part of Portuguese culture and Chinese culture, there are similarities. So it was I would say smooth move for me without too much hustle.
Perfect. Many people go from, let's say they do the exchange in a certain country, in a certain city, and then they say, okay, thank you so much. That was like half a year, or that was my master's degree. And then they move back. But you decided to stay. What was basically the reason for you to say, no, actually, I feel comfortable here. I might actually also stay.
There is pull factor and push factor, as we all learn from school. The pull factor that got me intrigued in Portugal is, you know, how Portugal is able to attract me into it. The pull factor is easy. The weather is amazing. It's a very nice country to live, actually, and the environment, the society, how friendly, how open people are, made me feel good. So I was attracted to Portugal. Portugal pulled me over. And there's also like a push factor from some other options, like my home country or like US other markets where I could have worked. And I always find that big push factor for me. I will use China example. What did I not go back to China to work there is because the working pressure is humongous. Among my peers in China, they work too many hours and a lot of them are feeling really stressed about, you know, what future is going to hold. And also, you know, things in China, big cities are very expensive. And I also had the pleasure to do an internship in New York, actually, earlier in my career. It's a beautiful city. I like New York. However, there's a major push factor for me to leave New York as well because the documentation is impossible to get you the working visa and all the way up to the permanent status in that country. So it's hard for me to find a sense of belonging. Therefore, Portugal is a perfect combination that, you know, makes me feel I'm attracted to. I feel Portugal attracts me. I wanted to be here and live here. But at the same time, it allows me to have the legal documents, you know, the permanent residence path that is very easy to reach. And it's a very clear path. I don't see any other country with a such clear path for foreigners to be permanent here.
Perfect. That's a very good topic. We will come to that later regarding legal issues and also processes in order to get the residency. Do you have any tips for someone who says, okay, I would like to move to Portugal?
First of all, don't be afraid, because Portugal is not a country that is, in Portuguese, it's a fechado. It's not a closed country. People are willing to help. This is my first step. Don't be afraid. Just, you know, come and test it out. And second of all, if you come from metropolitan cities, let's say Shanghai, Hong Kong, Beijing, or New York, Tokyo, you might feel Lisbon is a bit boutique, or say Portugal is very boutique. You might not see so many options for you to choose from, but it also gives you that homey feeling that is very different from this high pressure metropolitan cities. So two tips. One is just come, don't be afraid, try it out. And second, be aware that might be a mind adjustment you need to do if you come from a mega city and moving to Portugal, which is a more homey, sweet, casual city.
Perfect.
Country.
You started your Portuguese career stay in Porto, and then you moved or ended up in Lisbon, where you have been staying. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a comparison on advantages to go and live in Porto versus Lisbon?
Sure. So it actually has something to do with my academic progressions. So when I was in Porto, I was doing Erasmus. I was doing there's a Chinese and Europe Erasmus program. They're like Erasmus Mundo, Erasmus World. So I didn't choose Porto. But Porto is such a beautiful city. For people who don't know, Porto is the second largest city in Portugal. It's located in the north part of Portugal. It has a river crossing it. Beautiful architect, and it's a tourism city. It has, you know, awards in tourism for several years. Porto is the reason that I fell in love with Portugal, okay? And in terms of academic drives, Lisbon has, I'm going to, you know, vote for our university is the best business school in Portugal. That's why I made my move from Porto to Lisbon. If Porto has the best school, I would stay. It's only purely because of the reason Lisbon has a better school here, so I moved.
But you also feel comfortable, and you would definitely still, like right now, you prefer Lisbon over Porto, or do you think it is, you're definitely like indifferent between those?
Currently, I'm between two cities because I live here in Lisbon, but the project is in Porto, so I'm, you know, every week I'm between two cities. If I have to, if your question is, if I have to choose a city to live, I think that's, if that's your question, I'm going to maintain the way I am. I wanted to get the best of the both cities. Lisbon is bigger, of course, than Porto, but it also comes with a little bit more confusion. A lot of traffic, especially currently the city is doing a huge renovation, a new metro line. It's difficult to navigate, but it has more people, more foreigners in Lisbon, which is a plus as well. I don't mind moving back to Porto. That's, I think, my point.
Perfect. You as a Chinese person, are you involved in the Chinese community?
Yes, actually, there are Chinese people living in Portugal. I can speak for Lisbon, right? Because that's where I'm based right now. Chinese have its own community. As you probably know quite well, we are a big fan of Parque dos Nações, which is the modern by the river part of the city. In the old town, we like it, but you know, for 1 or 2 days to live, we prefer something that's modern. So if you come to Parque dos Nações, this modern condominium, you will see a lot of us and a lot of Chinese restaurants nearby. We are also, there's a big pocket of Chinese immigrants based near Matimonish. Matimonish is, well, commonly known as the Asian Quarter, or say Chinatown or Indian town or Nepali town. It's a mixed culture. It's a very vibrant neighborhood. It's very interesting. I recommend you visit if you ever come to Lisbon. So there's a chunk of Chinese people community there as well, but they mainly involve in commerce, trade, and restaurants, etc. Those are just two main spots that we hang out. And we do actually integrate very well with neighbors. I mean, based on, what I know around my friend circle, I cannot speak for everyone, but I do wanted to bring some interesting data here. Even though Chinese is known to be the golden visa investors, the most golden visa investors coming to Portugal, which they are. But when you compare how many foreigners in the grand scheme of the foreigners who are in Portugal, Chinese represent only like a small portion. So in the data, I'm a data girl. SEF, SEF is the Portugal Immigration Authority that will release an annual report every year on, what's the immigration situation looks like in Portugal. Right now, the newest report is for 2021, but that also shows us, very well what it looks like. There are 699,000 foreigners who are residing in Portugal in 2021. That's a big number, in my opinion, because Portugal is quite small. You don't have a lot of population here. So those almost 700,000 foreigners residing in Portugal, among them, the top nationality, well, 30% of all the foreigners, they're Brazilians. I mean, that's an easy connection to make because Portugal, Brazil, former colony. And what comes interesting is who's on the second place, third place, fifth place, and where is China on that list? I don't know if Michael, I can ask you, maybe you can give, maybe can I give you a little quiz? Do you who would be the second place on that chart?
European or only non-European? Anyway,
Non-Portuguese.
non-Portuguese. So I think I would maybe go for British.
You are absolutely right.
I
That's
am?
correct. That's correct. Yes,
Okay.
congratulations.
But then
So
probably after like within the next, I don't know, maybe top 20 is China.
China is on top 12.
Top 12. Okay.
So top 12, China is representing only 3.3% of the overall foreign residents who are living in Portugal, around 22,000, more than 22,000 people, Chinese people throughout Portugal. And I just want to name out all the countries by the water. I'm sure people are interested to see who are, who are the foreigners living here. So in 2021, you have Brazilian, UK, Cabo Verde is also a Portuguese speaking country, Italy, India, Romania, Ukraine, France, Angola, and then it's
Wow.
China. So it's a very interesting list to see, and this number changes every year. Changes every year.
Crazy. No, that's very good. That's very good information. And I love it that you directly base it on the data and that you directly pull off the data. That's super interesting. And there we go. Like it's not only the Chinese always flocking in into Portugal because indeed, we hear that a lot, that it's that basically Portugal is being sold to China, which is not the case in this respect.
When you look at the
Now,
data, it's not yet.
exactly. Now, give us a little bit jumping into the conversation of investment and Golden Visa. It was in March this year that I talked last time to someone from Portugal, it was Sam Mender, and he said at that time, it was like okay, actually like exactly right now or before the interview we got noticed that there are changes to the Golden Visa and it was like very vague and we still had like even some weeks to digest and I think there was like even months to go to really get like some very specific on the evolution of the regulation of Golden Visa. Can you now give us the hard facts because you're a data girl so you know the hard facts regarding regulations, legal update, and what is allowed, what is the market trend, and what do we have to know?
Yeah, sure. So I thank you for going into the golden visa aspect. I have a lot to say. I've already introduced my career has been focused mainly on the golden visa aspect. So just to answer the question that you asked, great question, where we stand now in terms of the golden visa program. You're absolutely right. In the early this year, more specifically 2 days after Valentine's Day, February 16, I remember very well, the Prime Minister unexpectedly announced the end of Golden Visa. That's when, you know, the intention to end the Golden Visa was first appeared. And the whole industry was kind of shocked because based on the first proposal that the Prime Minister shared with everyone, it lacked details, it lacked clarity. So I'm sure when you were speaking with the previous guest, he was like, I don't know, we actually do not have much clarity on what the law is going to become. Luckily, over the last few months, thanks to the endless public opinions, the petitions that more rational people are trying to feed to the government re-evaluated the decision. And right now, the law is the following. So Golden Visa will be kept. However, all the investment relating to the real estate will be scraped out entirely. So you will no longer be able to invest in Golden Visa through real estate once the law is passed. So the law has not been signed yet, which is, you know, a great thing, and which is a golden opportunity in front of us. What happened is in August 21st, last Monday, the president looked at the law and decided, you know, there's a lot of things needs more fine-tuning. Therefore, I veto the law. So the law was actually rejected by the president, and now it's back to the parliament being reviewed again, and there will be, you know, the procedure to vote again, etc. So until the president signs officially on that law, the program remains open, and all the investors can still invest and submit the application and be safeguarded in the program. And I can give a timeline. Right now, the law is in with the parliament, and given, you know, how Portuguese timing, how they work, we are looking at another 45 days or so for the law to make its way back to the president's office in front of him for him to approve. So until end of September or early October, that's when the president will reassess the law. That is the deadline we're working with. That's what we tell everyone. You act now, you submit, you will be safe. But when is the final cut date? It is still uncertain. The president, in, let's say, in 45 days, he could decide, okay, I sign. Then the final cut date would be immediate, the day after he signs. If the president decides, you know what, this law is flawed, please review again, then we're going to repeat the circle we're in right now. So summing up, we are happy to see there's at least a timeline to work with. We do not know the final cut date, but we are confident to say we have until end of September or early October to accept new investors. I hope that's somehow clear.
Totally. Do you think he will definitely do it, as you say, that he will say the next day is going to be the cut day? Or do you think he will say, okay, I will sign it, perfect, well done, let's do it from January 1st, 2024?
Understood. You're asking if there will be a grace period, transition period for the law to take effect. We hope so. However, the reality is in the final, the latest version of the law, the final version, there's no mention of the grace period. So the moment he signs, the day after, the law will be in effect. We hope there's a small chance, but it's highly unlikely because that the party who is on the majority seat in the government decides what's, you know, he gets to decide what's being the law. And the current version of the law, he proposed that. So if the wording is not in it yet, it's not likely to be included in the next version. So with the grace period, I personally don't think that's going to happen. That's my opinion.
Got it. You mentioned the application or submission of what is it exactly? What do I have to do in order to be basically like safe? Can I just already fill in a form? Do I have to transfer money? What is it included?
Yeah. So first thing you need to know as an investor is once your submission is in, meaning an online submission process that your lawyer is going to do for you, once you're in the program, you're safe. Okay, so that's the first thing you need to know. In terms of what you need to do to get to that point, it's very simple, two steps. Number one is to find a lawyer. And number two is to find the investment and transfer the money to invest in that product. And with those two steps, the lawyer is going to help you to formalize all the personal documents, like the criminal records, the tax number, or transfer money account, all the paperwork the lawyer is going to help you with. And from the investment side, once you transfer the money, the developer, in this case, will be able to issue a declaration confirming that you indeed invested. So two things you need to do: find a lawyer, get the documents, personal documents started, and then find the investment and transfer the money to the developer. So two things done, you are ready to submit. Usually from our experience, from starting from scratch, you know, you don't have a lawyer, for example, you just first time heard about this opportunity. Starting from scratch until the lawyer is able to submit everything online for you, it takes roughly about 2 weeks or so on average. So we still have some time until, you know, the end of September. But if you wanted to act, the time to act is now.
Can you do that parallelly, lawyer and finding the investment vehicle? And you say, hey, lawyer, I will provide you an investment or a product which I will invest in a couple of days. Please already start with the process parallelly, and then I will give you the details.
Yes, we encourage people to do this both at the same time to save time. But in the end, to be able to submit, the investment needs to be finalized. So these two things can happen absolutely at the same time.
Before jumping now into exactly the project you are working with, one general question regarding the investment or the Golden Visa investment. What is the minimum investment? Is how much for the real estate? Is it still 350,000 or is it 500,000? What is it in terms of real estate?
Sounds good. So just really brief, currently there is, the real estate option is still valid, right? And if you wanted to invest in prime locations, meaning Lisbon, Porto, coastal line, the developed neighborhood, developed areas, your price, starting price is 350,000. That's the starting price for the prime location. Anything else, let's say in less populated area, interior part of Portugal, I'm generalizing a little bit, okay? So in the secondary locations, less populated neighborhood, less density neighborhoods, your starting price can have a discount starting at 280,000.
Makes sense. Okay, perfect. But roughly we talk about this amount. Now talking about your current, about your company, about your employee, mm-hmm. and then also about the entire investment project. First question, the way I pronounce it in the beginning, is it correct? How do you?
The company's name is, if I may, Solstice Investment Management. That's perfect. The full name of it. Thanks for clarifying that with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for not being able to pronounce it properly. Thank you so much for helping me out. Give us an overview of the entire company and the purpose.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good, of course. So Solstice Investment Management is actually a US-based company. We have team members scattered around the US and Portugal. Me personally, I'm in Portugal. What we do is to provide global mobility solutions through investment. Okay, so technically for people who wanted to have a second base, a residence in another continent, we provide the investment options, for example, through real estate. We develop a real estate for you to be able to invest in order to get that residence or citizenship. And currently, we are developing a hospitality project in Portugal. This is the project eligible for Golden Visa. I can give you more insight about that later, but maybe a little more track record of what we do is we are not new in the immigration, relocation, investment market. Prior to this project, we've done several projects in Portugal already. And we also started actually in the US EB-5 program. I don't know if you've heard about that. It's a similar structure that non-US applicants, they would invest in a qualifying real estate investment in order to obtain the green card. So that's the US EB-5 program. Essentially, same objective, same rationale behind it. So this is our track record. With the golden visa, I don't know if the audience, the viewers, our friends here, if you are familiar with the golden visa. But Michael, if I have 2 minutes, I could, you know, maybe give an overview of, you know, what golden visa is. I'm sure you've heard about this, but golden visa is actually not a new concept. It was introduced by Portuguese government in 2012. It's more than 10 years ago, to help Portugal to come out of the economic crisis, right? They need foreign investment. So golden visa was introduced to attract foreign investment into Portugal. And in return, Portugal would grant the investors a residence permit. So that is the so-called golden visa. It's been very successful over the entirety of the existence of golden visa. People, and I would say, like, as it stands now, it's the only program in Europe, Portuguese Golden Visa is the only program in Europe that has a clear path towards a citizenship without requiring the investor to be in Portugal, to be living in Portugal physically. There's no stay requirement, or there's only minimum stay requirement, which is 14 days every 2 years. It's like a vacation. So there's no other program in Europe has that advantage for you to be able to get a residence permit and ultimately a citizenship without you needing to be in that country, live here. That means you can work in China, you can have your family in the US, but at the same time, in the background, you know, you have your Portuguese option too, your Portuguese residency, and ready to be converted into a citizenship waiting for you. So it's a great pathway to the European citizenship. Let me just take a look at it. Yeah. And with golden visa, what I found fascinating recently is, again, data comes in, is where the investors are coming from. Michael, you were right. In the beginning of the program was introduced in 2012, it was dominating investors from China. Chinese was the dominating nationality who wanted to go on golden visa. And very interesting thing is, since global pandemic, especially from 2021, we are seeing increasing amount of investors coming from the US who are investing in Portugal and get a golden visa. This is unheard of, because traditionally, we would say, you know, people are immigrating to US, but now the trend is reversing itself. Americans are looking at option B right now, and Portugal is a perfect location for them to choose. Portuguese golden visa has all these advantages for them to bake in their plan B in the background, right? So some data here. In 2021, I believe in November, it's the very first time that US investors surpassed Chinese investors and becomes the number one nationality who actually applied for golden visa. And the number is going stronger and stronger. As of now, our main investors are coming from USA.
That's crazy. Thank you so much for this information. So I understand that Soltis is a company which really focuses on helping people moving and getting also different residential visas and residencies. It reminds me, I don't know if you know the Nomad Capitalist on YouTube. I sometimes listen to him. He's a guy mm-hmm. helping basically others to obtain various passports by mm-hmm. using tax lawyers and using lawyers and stuff. Is Soltis also doing that for different countries except for the US and Portugal, or are those the main countries?
We are focusing currently only on Portugal, Portuguese Golden Visa. And we are the developers of the product. We of course, if you need help with the lawyers, we can help you to find the lawyers, but we are the developers of the product.
Makes sense, totally. Now, jumping into the project and into the mm-hmm. product, you mentioned a hotel in the center of Porto. Investment or minimum investment is 350,000. Give us an overview of this entire project and also the way I would invest and also the real end product I would be investing in.
So we are developing or redeveloping a historical building in the center of Porto. I'll give you more of where the location is in a bit. And we are very excited about the asset itself because it's very pretty. It's on a crossroad of intersection of the road. So we have the front from both sides. When you walk by, it's something you cannot miss. It's a building that used to belong to the church. So as you can imagine, all those details in architects and those beautiful Portuguese tiles, those arc doors are there. However, it's been vacant for a few years. So the inside needs a total renovation. Well, that's what we're going to do as well. We're going to redevelop and preserve the facade of the beautiful building out from the outside. But from the inside, we're going to torn everything down and rebuild a modern functional comfort hotel out of it. This asset is located in Porto City Center near the touristic neighborhood called Rua Santa Catarina, which is the walking street with a lot of shops and one of the oldest cafe, majestic cafe in Porto. And the location of our hotel is fantastic. It's 3 minute walk away from those major touristic attractions. However, it's not facing the main walking street because the walking street, there's no cars or buses, tourism buses can be parked. So we are one street away from that walking street. That gives us the convenience of, you know, dropping off the guests, but also at the same time, walkable distance to everything, like including the Bullion Market. I think I missed that tourism, that attraction earlier. So this is where the asset is located. It's a 5 floor above ground and 1 floor underground. In downtown Porto, even in Lisbon, you don't see tall buildings, right? So we are very lucky to have that asset in the neighborhood being the tallest building, which means we have a beautiful rooftop that we can leverage. And I was, you know, at the site several times and I was sincerely amazed by the view from the rooftop, not uninterrupted view of the Porto all the way to the river. It's a really good feeling to be on top of there. So what we're going to do with the hotel, the concept with the hotel is not a hotel only for hotel guests. We're going to activate the space on the ground floor, make it open, like the glass windows that you can open and, you know, communicate with the exterior of the passengers on the street. On the full ground floor, we're going to activate it as a signature restaurant and bar. And during the day, we have a space dedicated for co-work and a space flexible for yoga center. And inside, there's a outdoor courtyard. You can take your morning coffee there. It's a very nice vibe, very vibrant vibe for the ground floor. And at the same time, the rooftop that I already mentioned, we are opening that not only for the hotel guests, but for everyone who lives in Porto, the Porto natives, the expats who are in Porto for looking for a sunset drink, and all the travelers who heard about us and wanted to check out the view and take an Instagram picture. So this is the concept of the hotel. I'm excited about this because how we wanted to emphasize on sustainability as well. So the hotel name is called Earth Hotel Porto. It's going to be operated by the brand called Earth Hotels. It is a hotel brand, hotel operator that originated from the Middle East. They have several hotels around the globe, and their concept is what motivated us the most and was very much aligned with our motto as well. They are tech incentive and packed with sustainability features. For example, when you check in, we are not going to give you a plastic room card. That will be either on the app or a bamboo bracelet with the chip to open your door inside. So you can take that as a souvenir, reminding yourself, I actually did well for the earth. And one thing to mention, this hotel is going to be Porto's first plastic-free, paperless hotel. So there will be no use of the plastic or paper. We're still trying to find a substitute for, you know, certain locations to use the paper, but this is the concept that we're building for this hotel. As you can see, I'm very excited about this hotel, but I know for the investors, you're looking at the money, the financial terms, right? So here's the following. We are currently looking for investors who wanted to invest. Since this project has the licensee and approval that fits in the Golden Visa criteria, we are marketing this project to investors who wanted to invest to obtain the Golden Visa. What we're offering is the minimum investment amount is 350,000 euros. That's the minimum to qualify for Golden Visa. That's why we are asking for this money per investor. And once invested, you will own a percentage of the entirety of the asset. You're not going to be a shareholder in a company, but you will be an actual owner with the ownership of the asset, a part of the asset. When you invest it, the hotel is going to be open, estimating in 2025, first quarter. And from that year onwards, we will be paying all the investors an annual return of 4% annually. That will be paid annually. At the end of 7 years, we have a buyback guarantee that we offer to the investors, because we understand most investors who are investing, they want to obtain the Golden Visa. And the Golden Visa cycle is 5 years, and then you can obtain your citizenship or permanent residence. And then most investors would like to free up their capital once they obtain the ultimate goal. That's why we are offering the buyback guarantee at the end of 7 years. We will buy your ownership back at the same price of 350,000 euros. So those are the main offerings for the investors. At the same time, because it's a hotel, we are welcoming you to stay with us for free, 7 years per year. This also nicely help you to fulfill the requirement for the Golden Visa stay, which is 14 days in every 2 years. I think that's a quick overview of the project itself and what we're offering to the investors.
Perfect. Sounds like a very interesting offer. You allow someone to obtain the Golden Visa with this investment vehicle, plus getting the return on investment on a yearly basis from first quarter of 2025 onwards, and then even allowing them to buy it back after 7 years, once they have fulfilled or once they have obtained the Golden Visa, and then even giving them a couple of nights free, which is actually a lot of money as well. How do I now do that? You mentioned before the lawyer plus the investment vehicle. So that would be, if I understand it correctly, and I had one up together, I would now say to the lawyer, hey, I have this investment vehicle. I found it. Now I will basically transfer the money directly to you. Do I use a fiduciary in between? And then I will let the lawyer know, hey, money is on its way. Now we can actually proceed. He directly contacts you then, or how does that then normally work?
So feel free to directly contact me. That's for one. And for investors who are already looking at different options, assuming he or she already has a lawyer, then if you can contact me directly, so we can provide this project information to you and answer any questions you have. So you can choose, okay, are you going to go with us to choose our product to do Golden Visa? And for people who have not started anything yet, you don't have a lawyer, you don't have a text number, nothing yet, you are also more than welcome to speak with us, because this is a request coming from various investors in the past. They are asking us to recommend lawyers. We are very happy to have one or two law firms that we can recommend to you who have worked with us in the previous investors and received, you know, good feedback. So we can facilitate that part for you to get a lawyer as well. So no matter you are already in the process looking for investment, or you're just starting to look for the Golden Visa and look for investment, feel free to contact me.
Yeah, makes total sense. It makes it actually easier if you also do that service with directly working with lawyers. How is it? Like, do you already have something sold of this project? Is it totally new, or is it a project which, you know, but because sometimes it's good like to know already people have bought, it definitely increases credibility. So how is that status there?
Of course. Very good question. So we acquired this asset. We bought this asset clear in October, end of October 2022. So last year, October, we acquired this asset. And then we started to design, like the full package, what we're going to build this building into. And we have managed to get the approval from the city hall, and the construction license is all in place. So that project is a ready to go Golden Visa project. And in the beginning of this year, we started to market this project to the investors. So we started to fundraise, so to speak, in the beginning of this year. And until now, we're actually looking for 50 investors, 50. And we are now having around 15 slots, 15 that's remaining. So majority of the investment slots are gone, but we still have 15 more that's available. So you are still very welcome to join us. And also, as you mentioned, you wanted to know, for investors, good to know if the project is at a very early stage or is at a late stage in terms of funding. What I can say is we are comfortable with how much we're raising so far. And the remaining slots, we would be happy to have it from Golden Visa. But if not, we're going to fund that with our own capital to make sure the program goes on. So nevertheless, there's no risk that you invest and the project doesn't go on. The project is going to take off.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because let's say playing the devil's advocate, there has been the situation in Dubai when literally like real estate developers just left Dubai with money. It's always like a concern of someone. If I transfer the money of 300 of my maybe life savings of 350,000 to a investment firm or development firm, how do I ensure that this is, this project will happen? And also if the project will not happen, do you have anything in place regarding safety net? If something totally unforeseen happens, would I then get the money back? Is there anything I can basically account for?
Understood. I think, yeah, I'm gonna answer that with twofold answers. Number one is the safety net is the deed that you own. The ownership that has your name on it is the ultimate safety net. If the project, for whatever reason, another pandemic happens, you are the true owner of a piece of real, physical real estate asset. That's something that you can sell, you can do anything with. So that's, the ultimate safety net that you have in your hands there. And secondly, I wanted to highlight that Solstice, we're not planning to raise the money and we vanish. Why? Because we already engaged our own capital in the project as well. So we are committing 8 shares or 8 investment slots of the total slots we're raising. So that's over 3 million capital that we are investing alongside with the investors. And our goal is really not to, raise money and leave. Our goal is to become the long-term holder of the project. And I can tell you, for us to be most profitable, we must have the buyback happen. So we are not making money in the front piece of the fundraising. We are going to stay with the investors without money in there as well and have the hotel operating very outperforming. And at the end of the year, we buy your ownership back and then we become, the owner again of the asset. So that's our mentality and how we structured the whole investment vehicle.
Makes total sense. You have, on the one hand, you have skin in the game by being invested yourself,
That's
and then on
right.
the and then on the other hand, you are totally determined also to increase the value of the asset vehicle itself, and therefore having very strong appreciation of it in order to make
Correct.
sure that you can basically buy it back for the 350K, which then by then might be 450 or even 500,000, which you can then resell on it with a certain markup. Understood. Makes total sense. And thank you so much for this clarifying question. Now, basically, coming back a little bit to Lisbon, because I really think your profile is so interesting, because you're not only interested in working with like one investment vehicle, but you're also very knowledgeable yourself of the market in Lisbon based on all the data, because Your advantage of speaking fluently Portuguese allows you to also go into the public data by the Statistics Bureau of Portugal, if I understood it correctly. And therefore, you can really not only like retrieve the data, do your analysis, but also obviously interpret it with certain qualitative data which you take in order to enhance your decision making. So, can you give us a bit of an overview of the neighborhoods which might be right now interesting, outperforming, overperforming, and maybe less performing in Portugal, and maybe also give us an idea of maybe some less known neighborhoods in Portugal, and sorry, in Lisbon.
Michael, thanks for the question. And I think our conversation now switching to residential parts of, based on my prior knowledge in Lisbon, I appreciate that question. So you're right. In my past work experience, I primarily initially was in residential real estate sector because back then the Golden Visa, you buy a property, you can still get qualified for Golden Visa in Lisbon. So nowadays it's not possible to do that, but in the past you could do that. So I do have a good knowledge about how the housing market, residential housing market looks like in Lisbon. You're asking the question of, predicting which neighborhood could appreciate in the future, right? I wish I know as well, but I could only answer you by what has been happening in the past based on the data, and you will make your own prediction for yourself. And you mentioned this portal that I use quite a lot. I hope this portal has English version of the data available, but unfortunately, you still need some Portuguese fluency to understand and navigate that. That is the Portuguese Instituto Nacional de Estatística, which is the Portugal's National Statistic Bureau, short for INE.pt. You can go on that site, it and then search for the real estate transaction, the data there. It will show you in very detail each neighborhood, how many transactions that happened, and what's the price for those transactions. And also includes details of who and where. Not who, but where those buyers come from. So you can see, so which neighborhood there are a lot of foreigners buying, and which neighborhoods primarily you can see, it's Portuguese who are buying. So coming back to your question, do I have anything I want to say about the neighborhood that are hot right now in Lisbon? Me personally, because of the economic situation, it's kind of uncertain right now. My go-to is always advising any clients, buyers, even my mom, if she wants to buy, is look at the prime location. So Lisbon is not big, but when you look at different neighborhoods of Lisbon, you do have a sense of which zones are prime and which are secondary, right? So I believe the prime zones is not going to expand itself because of the infrastructure, the neighborhoods, the demographic. Everything has shaped that neighborhood so well that it has that status or whatever you call it, the feel, the vibe, you're in the prime zone. And those prime locations are the most sought after by investors from everywhere. Okay, so I would suggest, if you wanted to buy something that holds value, prime location for sure. And if you wanted to bet on something, but prime location is expensive already. If you want to look at cheap opportunities that might appreciate, my suggestion would be look at places that has a special attribute. For example, a view or closeness to the river, things like that. Because Lisbon has a very interesting geography. There's the Rio Tejo, the Tejo River is crossing the home city. And along the river, there are pockets of the land that are very developed, like Lapa, Estrela, very expensive, very well developed. But there are also pockets of land that are, you will be like, oh, why is this abandoned? So along the riverside, there are interesting little pockets of land that weren't being noticed before, but now some developers notice them and are lucky enough to get the approval to build. Then those places, I would say, they are still the price are not peaked, and it does have a attributes that make your property very unique. So which neighborhood, come to Lisbon, I'll give you a tour or do the little bike along the river. And I will point out, you know, which neighborhoods we should keep our close eye on.
Perfect. Sounds good. I've still never used any of those scooters, even though I do skateboarding. I'm afraid of these electric scooters.
They're fun.
Maybe I should try that. I see a lot of people cruising around them, so definitely I should try that. I really appreciate our conversation. I really appreciate all your insights. We started with an overview of you coming from China to Portugal in general. You talked us through the entire difference between Porto and Lisbon, the ins and outs about that, the Golden Visa program in general, how to do that, what is right now the status. Then you helped us understand what Otis is doing in general, and then also you really, I think, described very well the investment vehicle in general and helping potential investors, mainly US Americans, less Chinese, to invest in Portugal for the residency. And also upon me asking about safety nets, you totally made us understand that you guys have skin in the game and you definitely work towards the appreciation of that product itself. Finally, you gave us a quick market update and your outlook regarding the entire market of Lisbon based on the data you're having. I really appreciate the conversation. I really appreciate all your insights. Is there anything you would like to share with us which we haven't talked about yet?
I think the only thing that I haven't shared is how anyone who wants to know more about Portugal can contact me, or want to know more about me, can contact me. So Michael, if you are kind enough to share my contact information with your audience, I'm pushing for it because the last opportunity to get in the program is now, and it's the deadline is really approaching. So I will be more than happy, very happy to receive any of your inquiries. You know, if you want to ask about real estate market in Portugal, I can share my view as well. If you wanted to ask how to get in the Golden Visa before it ends, I'm the right girl for you to contact.
Perfect. Definitely. I will leave all your contact information in the show notes, links, and all your information. So definitely people can directly contact you. Jawed, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day. And yeah, we talk soon. And I send you best regards across the river.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show, Michael. Thank
Have
you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
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 This video is brought to you by Holocasa. Our tool transforms independent local real estate agents to global real estate agents. Create your own profile for free and get contacted by international investors. Sign up with the link in the description.